And now I want to quantize the this normal mode. So I'm focusing on one normal mode, and I don't want to teach you how to quantize fields at this point, because that's what we would have to do with electromagnetic field, and we'd have to do quantum field theory. And so, but for this case, there's a trick to do the quantization. And the trick is to put the solution in the wave equation, but only differentiate the spatial part and leave the time-dependent part as a derivative. And then we get an equation which is mathematically equivalent to a mass spring problem. So down here, I've got a harmonic oscillator, a mass and a spring. This is Hooke's law that says if you displace the spring, there's a force that pulls it back to the equilibrium position. And the spring constant I've written with this funny Greek k instead of the other k, because there's already a k in the problem, the wave number. So now the spring constant has got a little bit of a funny k. And this equation here is the force is the mass times acceleration. This is Newton's law for a mass spring system. And when I compare them, then vector potential has taken the role of position, and then there's this second derivative with respect to time. The mass up here, I don't have a mass, so it would just be equal to 1. And c squared k squared takes the role of the spring constant. So if I've got two equations which mathematically have an equivalence classically, then if I go through the trouble of quantizing them, I will get the same answer in quantizing.